With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. More nominees being named to the incoming Trump administration.
President-elect Donald Trump announced that he'll nominate hedge fund manager Scott Bessent, an advocate for deficit reduction, to serve as his next Treasury Secretary. If confirmed by the Senate, Bessent would be the nation's first openly gay Treasury Secretary. Trump also said he would nominate Russell Vought to lead the Office of Management and Budget. Vought was closely involved with Project 2025, a conservative blueprint for Trump's second term that he tried to distance himself from during the campaign. In a separate announcement, Trump said he had chosen Representative Lori Chavez de Remer, an Oregon Republican, as his labor secretary. Norman Hall, Washington.
More rain over Northern California Friday. A few small landslides and flooding in several streets. In the meantime, tens of thousands of people still without power in the Seattle area. Also at SRNnews.com, Iraq has begun its first nationwide population census in decades.
It's an attempt at modernizing data collection and planning in a country long impacted by conflict and political divisions. The act of counting Iraq's population is also contentious. The census is expected to have profound implications for Iraq's resource distribution, budget allocations, and development planning.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Now, minority groups in Iraq fear that a documented decline in their numbers will bring decreased political influence and fewer economic benefits in the country's sectarian power-sharing system. Idaho authorities say a teenager arrested in connection with the body of an infant found last month at a hospital in a box meant for people to drop off a newborn and to do so anonymously. She is in jail. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans today are smoking pot.
It's nowhere near a majority, but it's about twice as many as before states began legalizing the drug. The latest from the Gallup organization finds 15% of adults admit they use marijuana regularly. It was just 7% a decade ago. Men smoke more than women, young people more than older folks, and twice as many Democrats as Republicans. Experts, including clergymen, have warned that legalization will lead to more drug use. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Donald Trump says he'll use federal funding as a means of purging America's schools of wokeness. On the campaign trail, he has vowed to keep boys out of girls' sports and end classroom lessons on gender identity and sexual orientation. Mr. Trump's education plan pledges to cut federal dollars to schools that defy him on those issues, and he plans to shut down the Department of Education. This is SRN News. A company in New Hampshire working to develop autonomous helicopters.
There are hopes the helicopters could put out fires, spray crops, and handle other dangerous jobs. Rotor Technologies has built two of the autonomous helicopters, starting running test flights, and plans a demonstration of the helicopter at an agriculture trade show in Texas. The company hoping to sell as many as 20 of the small helicopters next year, most of which would be used by farmers to spray fields with pesticides and fertilizers. The company counting on getting FAA approval by next year. John Scott reporting.
Bitcoin just keeps climbing, setting another new record high of $99,000. Now, the cryptocurrency has been shattering records almost every day since the presidential election, and it has now rocketed more than 40% higher in just the past 2 weeks. More details at SRNnews.com.